Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Joel.
I'm Emma. You normally just make me say my name. All right, start again.
Nah, leave it in.
So the first thing that happened is I spoke directly over the top of Gemma. And if you're new to the show, I do that all the time. I have no respect for our guests. And we're joined by special guest Gemma, who graciously agreed to be on this show with minimal notice because I forgot Tom was going interstate.
Dead is what Tom is.
Well, he shares that with his football team, but we'll get to that. And yeah, Gemma, thank you so much for joining us. And sorry that I spoke over your introduction. That was rude.
I also am just confused as to what's going on. So let's run with it.
But Gemma, the real question is, how good's footy? Pretty good.
This week in AFLW, we had a fucked Sunday.
Yeah.
Two of the most stressful games of football.
Yeah.
I was at work just like watching them on my phone when I should have been working. And yeah, like heart rate was probably at about 220 beats per minute. Was getting the sweats. I copped Fremantle fucking full force, and we'll get to that. It was one of the most fucked displays I've ever seen. And then Brisbane and Collingwood, straight after it, I was like, oh, okay, that could be, I might have a chance to just like calm down. Nah, stressful as well.
What a satisfying win.
Yeah, well, I wish I had that also.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry, mate, there's always finals.
I had a satisfying win.
Yeah, very. I backed that one too.
It was amazing.
Happy to say. I don't think a lot of people did because I surged in the tipping.
Yeah, that was, I think Adelaide were on the tipping app, were like significantly the favorite, probably more than they deserved to be.
No, they absolutely should have been.
But like, not like 80-20. Okay, you're disagree. Okay, sure.
If I see Casey Fields, magic is happening. Well, I'm shitting myself for the final round of the year when Brisbane play Melbourne.
Which is immediately after North Melbourne playing Fremantle. That day is going to be wild.
We got some good games. The run home is big.
AFLW season, it hit half the halfway point, and they're like, guess what? Every round fucked games nonstop.
Because they could. Floating fixture.
Oh, yeah. Actually, so two rounds ago was probably, yeah, because that was like the most one-sided round maybe in the history of football. Not the round that we're about to talk about, the one before it.
Heaps of blowouts.
That was like, and like, I tipped every correct team and finished in like the top third.
Oh, that was the week everyone got seven.
Yeah, everyone got seven.
Except for Tom.
The second lowest score in the world. Like, that's not even a joke. In the world.
He got what, two right?
Two, yeah.
Two.
Oh, Tom.
Two with a margin of 41, I think.
Oh.
Tom.
Was Geelong the margin game?
No, it was...
Oh.
Friday night that week would have been Richmond
North.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom. Jeez.
I just feel sorry for him.
I don't.
So Tom's had to take a week off. I mean, some say it's because he went on a trip to Tasmania and he wasn't back in time for this. Others say he was exiled due to poor tipping performance.
He's gone away to find himself.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah. His team should next.
Jesus.
They will in 2 weeks.
Hey, who will Tom tip? He's got his two favorite teams are playing against each other.
Yeah, fuck.
Anyway, speaking of games and football and AFLW and everything that we've kind of danced around already, let's just look at the round that was. Round 7. The fixture changed a little bit, and one of the games literally just ended before we started recording. So, crazy. I wish they would stop putting games at stupid times.
I don't hate it.
5:10 on a Monday.
2:10 over where it was actually being played as
Which
well.
That's weirder, isn't
it? It's because of the border.
Is it going to be, are we going to get a lot of that this year, you think?
Well, we shouldn't if the border remains open, but you don't know. If the border remains open, you don't have to do that stuff.
Everyone listening to this promises not to get COVID or give COVID to anyone else. The border should be open still.
Oh, we'll be right then.
Yeah. Everyone's promised. All right. So Friday night, Gold Coast took on Richmond, and Richmond came away the winners. Richmond's women's team, even though I don't like them as an institution, there's a lot to like on the field, and they've kind of got that, and this could be sacrilegious to compare them, they've kind of got the vibe of the Brisbane men's team a couple of years ago, where when they're not winning heaps of games.
Interesting.
They're not winning heaps. You're both scrunching your faces.
Actually, no, I get where you're going with this.
They're not winning heaps of games, but they're showing a lot of heart on field, and even if they cop a big loss, the next week they still bounce back, and when they're working, they're scary.
And you can tell, I think, too, you look at the percentage.
Yeah.
So I think they're in the 80s now.
Yeah.
After this week.
Which is massive considering some of the, there's still two teams in the 30s.
Is there another team other than Geelong in the 30s?
Yes.
Gold Coast.
Oh, yeah, Gold Coast. Poor Gold Coast.
Actually, can we talk about Gold Coast instead of Richmond for a bit?
Are you a member?
I am a member of the Suns.
You have the floor.
Madison Levi. Yes. Can we talk about Madison Levi?
We can talk about Madison Levi.
So no Sarah Perkins, no Jamie Stanton in that team, who are number 1 and 3 for goals kicked at the Suns in their short history. Mm-hmm. And so they needed a focal point up forward. Madison Levi, in her 6th game, came back off a knee injury that kept her out last week. She had 9 tackles. She had, I think, 3 hitouts, and she kicked 2 goals.
That's big.
And she just does everything. She's got a rugby background. So not only is she big enough to be a key position forward, but she does the ground level work as well. Yeah. So good.
And she just have built-in defensive pressure just in her brain.
Yeah.
I love the
rugby background.
Yeah, so her and Daisy
rugby
Darcy.
Background, I'm like, whoa.
Well, yeah, Daisy Darcy coming off half back and then Madison Levi in the forward line, they both have that background. But Daisy Darcy is tiny and Levi is a big key position player. And then Sam Virgo kicked her first goal ever in AFLW in her 27th game.
Love
she was
that.
Really good in this game.
I apologize because the way I introduced this game was very rude because I forgot that you also barrack for Gold Coast.
I don't barrack for them. I'm just a member of the Suns.
Just a member.
I'm a member of 3 teams and they are one of them.
Yep.
The Suns, Melbourne and Freo, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And the Suns is probably 3rd in the pecking order, right?
They were the 3rd team that I got a membership for.
Yeah. What drove that decision?
Your love for them?
I was going to get one during the women's season.
Yeah.
And then Matt Rowell happened and I was like, all right, I'm sold.
Yeah, okay. Did you get a double?
Mm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Boy.
That's pretty huge.
Freo have only got women's and Melbourne have only got women's.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you've also got a Sydney men's membership.
Of course. That's the original membership I've had.
Your wallet's just full of cards.
Nope. They're all on my wall at home.
That's good. Are they still doing cards? Thomas telling me it's gone digital or something.
I have a physical card.
I have not actually received my Brisbane membership package.
I haven't got my Swans
one
yet.
Happening. They said shipping delays or something.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. For the AFLW season?
For the men's one.
Yeah, see, I don't have... I got a physical card for the Carlton AFLW.
That's membership. Good. I like the physical card because you collect them.
Yeah.
And then some people probably throw them out, but or put them in the microwave. As was the big Richmond thing when I was in primary school. But yeah.
That's huge. It is good for the club to give you something that you can... crack the shits with.
Yeah, like I was cleaning out my house. I was cleaning out my house last week and I found an old one. It had Tom Rockliffe on it.
Oof.
So it must have been 2014 or 15 or something.
Snapped in half.
Didn't throw it out though.
Yeah, that's good.
Somehow I just put it in a box and put it in a cupboard.
Yeah, you were just like,
I couldn't bring myself to throw it out. I should have.
Clubs just handing out physical cards is something that I hope they continue to do. I know that it's not particularly the best for the environment, but
I don't care about the environment in this instance.
Yeah, that's fair.
I feel like it's a COVID thing too.
Yeah, it is. I think it's like they don't want, but I mean, what's the real problem with it though?
I don't know, but I read something about the digital one being better for COVID or something.
Here's what I'm thinking though. You're going to get a lot of like, say, older people who don't understand how to work the app on their phone.
Yeah.
They're going to get to the gate. Someone who works at the gate's going to have to grab their phone, touch their phone, help them scan in. It's like, just give them a card.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the contact thing as much as it is the being able to track where you are thing.
Ah, built-in contact tracing.
Hmm, okay.
Hmm, changes everything.
Interesting.
This is huge. This is a big development.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm speculating, but that's what I had assumed.
Okay.
Do you reckon
don't
Tom?
Like that.
No. I was going to say, do you reckon Tom's ever cracked the shits with? Because I know you've kept all of your memberships, even though you're the fiery one of the show.
Yep.
You haven't like snapped a membership card in half. I was like,
yeah, it's weird. Like the Rockcliffe one in particular. Like it's weird that I didn't cut that out.
Yeah.
Like, cut it in half or like scratch his eyes out or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Gemma, I know obviously you wouldn't. Destroy any of them. And
what have the Swans ever done to make me
exactly
need
that's
to?
What I mean.
I mean, Harriet Cordner leaving meant the badge came off my scarf, but that was the furthest I went.
I was looking at my Essendon badges the other day and just saluting a lot of fallen soldiers.
Yeah, I came across one the other day when I was cleaning and it was a Shane Mumford Giants one from the grand final.
Thank you for your service, Mommy.
What Sydney could Swans 2012 premiership player.
Did he win a flag with Geelong or not?
No. I mean, he barely played any games for Geelong.
Mm. All right. Saturday afternoon, St Kilda took on the Giants.
I was wrong here. I backed the Saints.
I also backed the Saints.
I don't know why. Gemma, did you back the Giants?
Pretty sure I tipped Giants.
Yeah. That's big. I just thought the Saints would like...
I thought they'd fire up.
Yeah.
They've had a few like lackluster weeks and I just thought they were going to bring it. And
Melbourne
they
broke
did
them.
Not. Well, yeah, I guess so. What's going on with the Saints?
Well, I mean, Rosie Dillon got injured during the game and was out. So she's their kind of tough in and under strong mid.
Yep.
And then they've been without Liv Vesely all season. And then let's talk about the fact that it was an apocalypse and the weather was horrendously bad. And that just worked better for the Giants because they've got more experience playing in that.
Mm.
Yeah, well, and I guess you're right in the sense of also when it comes to like team morale, when things probably didn't start going their way, it would be hard to bounce back after you've just copped two huge beltings in a row.
Yeah, so fun fact.
Uh-huh.
It's not a fun fact for St Kilda supporters, but I think it's interesting. The second most scoring shots ever recorded in an AFLW game heading into this round.
Yep.
It's 21.
Yep.
And three times that had occurred. So
I like where this is going.
Twice it's happened this year.
Yep.
And that was the 2 weeks preceding this weekend against St Kilda. So Adelaide 2 weeks ago and then Melbourne last week. Each had 21 scoring shots against St Kilda.
So what's the record?
St Kilda. 26 when the Bulldogs kicked 12-14-86, which still is the highest score in AFLW history.
Was that the Pride match against Carlton?
That was the, round 4 2018
that
where
was when
Brooke Lachlan kicked 7 goals 3,
yeah,
it was actually 6 goals 4 because Bonnie Toogood touched one, but I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's when Tom tried to say she kicked
He
said 10.
10.
Yeah. She scored 10 times. Ah. He's correct about that.
There he goes.
Yeah. I wish she was just like either very wrong and therefore it was obvious or correct.
Yeah.
But he gets his like weird in between. He's like, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
And then you get angry because you're like, no, that isn't what you meant. Because if that's what you meant, you. Anyway, I'm glad he's off to find himself.
Yeah. I hope he does.
Yeah. This was a good win for the Giants as well because like they haven't had a perfect season, obviously. But just getting like a comfortable 20-point win. I miss those so much.
Yeah.
Just a 20-point win.
They're gone for you. I mean, you have had one comfortable win this year, haven't you? I think you won by 5 goals.
Yeah, comfortable wins.
St Kilda, is that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But comfortable wins versus just like
chaos.
Not a blowout, but just like a win where you're like, okay, we're three goals up the whole game. Like,
because even like the first, like this is, Carlton will really rue this season. Because didn't you lose the first two games by a goal?
6 points.
Literally a goal, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Collingwood round one and
Western Bulldogs
round two.
And then you narrowly beat Richmond.
Yeah. And then we smashed St Kilda.
Yeah. So when you're on, but.
And then North Melbourne happened.
Yeah. And then we were on and then. Pfft,
It was the best.
Another team was honor.
Only for 3 minutes.
I can't wait for that game.
All we needed. Well, they needed. And then we had North Melbourne take on Western Bulldogs. This, I mean, I tipped North, but I was would not have been shocked if Western Bulldogs got up here.
I just think North are a better team than the Dogs.
Yeah, but Western Bulldogs, and I think we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, they're a team that like haven't had a particularly like remarkable season, but they were like comfortably in the top six and we're just like, oh yeah, they're just like quietly winning. But
where are they sitting now?
Seventh.
Yeah.
I mean, are they a game out?
They're a game ahead of Carlton, a game behind Melbourne.
So they're one game out.
They're on 16 points. You need
and 20. Who they got in the last two?
They have a fairly straightforward run. I think they
they've got Adelaide and then they've got Richmond.
Yeah, I mean, Melbourne's the team that would be shitting themselves. A, because they're Melbourne, and B, because the run home's extreme.
If, Richmond and Brisbane. What are they called? Fremantle and Brisbane, yeah.
Well,
can't wait for that Casey Fields game.
Fucking
what's the crowd situation at the moment?
Gemma's
what do you mean?
Like, say Melbourne, Brisbane, Casey Fields. What's the go with crowds?
I mean, it's Casey, so you're not going to have an issue.
Fucking cannot wait. I've been to the footy in. I didn't go all of last year, obviously.
You haven't been this year either.
Haven't been this year.
I was at Casey Fields on Saturday night.
I cannot wait. Fuck. I'm very excited for that game.
It's going to be big. Yeah. So the Western Bulldogs game next week is just before the Melbourne game. So if Western Bulldogs beat Adelaide next week, Melbourne will go into the Fremantle game shitting themselves.
Yeah. Over there as well.
Yeah, and it'll be the last thing they hear before they run out onto the field too, because it's like literally 2 hours before. They'll be, because if Western Bulldogs lose to Adelaide, Melbourne can basically relax, unless like Carlton for some reason.
Melbourne can't relax. That's the thing.
Well, not
because Carlton will probably win their last two games on paper, right? And they could win big, and they will need to for percentage. And then if Melbourne are to lose to Frio and Brisbane,
especially
it's on.
By
it's
a
fucking
month.
On.
Jesus Christ. Sean, don't do this to me.
Yeah. Don't do it to Gemma.
I mean.
Used to it.
With Melbourne, yeah.
It's pretty standard. Again, you much like me, Gemma, I feel like you're copying the same stuff every year now, and it's for Melbourne. For
Melbourne coming seventh on percentage is what I predicted in my preseason preview.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Is Emma Carney a chance to win the Carney medal this year?
No, I don't reckon. It's got to be Jasmine Garner or Kiara Bowers or Bree Davey. It's got to be one of those three.
I reckon Kiara Bowers is probably going to win it because I feel like that – obviously, last season she also had a huge year, but I feel like that because she had such a massive year last year, people are paying more attention to her this year, and then she also backed it up.
I feel like she's only had one slightly off game.
And it was against Brisbane.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like that
off.
It wasn't that off, but
she wouldn't score votes for the game.
No.
She's been awesome.
It's got to be one of those three.
Yeah.
If they're not the top three, then the umpires deserve to all go in up. Corner and think about what they've done.
Mm. They should go join Tom on his holiday to go find themselves. Tom and the umpires. We'll send them to a mind camp after the season.
Break them completely.
Might work for them this time. Why not try it again?
Jasmine Garner's a freak though. Can we talk about her in this game that we're meant to be talking about now?
There you go.
Yeah.
So she.
No. Actually, we're moving on, Gemma.
She broke the AFLW record for clearances. She had 13 clearances in this game. The previous best was Ebony Marinoff with 12 from a game in 2019. Mm-hmm. She also had 28 disposals. She kicked two behinds. She laid 8 tackles. Like, I think she had 6 intercepts as well. Like, she had a wild game. And then we'll talk about Freo. Kiara Bowers' game very much aligned. So Kiara Bowers had 28 disposals. She had 10 clearances. She had 10 tackles and kicked 2 behinds. They're playing each other in 2 weeks' time. It's going to be fucked.
An immovable object meets an unstoppable force and the ground could explode.
Yeah, they're going to hit each other and everything. It's going to be an apocalypse.
Yeah.
Bowers, for someone who just hunts the ball so much, has an insane amount of kicks versus handballs.
Because she doesn't just go on the inside. She doesn't go to ground very much. She pops straight back up and gets the outside to get the handball received once they've won the ball.
Yeah.
And she's got a really good kick and she's a really elite runner. So because of that combination, the toughness on the inside and then getting to the outside, that's why she has that balance.
She reminds me a bit of Michael Voss. Just in the sense.
That is fucking enormous from you.
Just in the sense that you watch, right, if they manage to lay hands on her and tackle her, her ability to still get the ball away is ridiculous. Voss used to do that. He used to do it with a handball. Bowers does it with a kick, which I would argue is more powerful.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, could be the Bowers
fucking
medal.
Fucking hell.
It's not going to be the Carney medal anymore. I've given up.
No.
Bowers. Or Phillips. Bowers.
Garner.
I think Bowers has got longer in the game left.
Well, you'd hope so.
Phillips is wrapping up.
Mm. She's going to go out as one of the all-time greats.
Though. Oh, for sure. Oh, Bowers or Phillips?
Phillips.
Both.
This was the first time Phillips this year has gone goalless.
Uh-huh. And we'll get to another
and
player
someone
that
else.
Kept goalless as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. What else are you talking about?
I don't know why you whispered Malloy. Because like that.
Gemma, it's a podcast.
I don't know if we want to get
also,
to that yet.
Also, even if you were wrong, we would be like,
what happens when Tom's wrong so much. Guests are afraid to be wrong.
So, like, even if I wasn't talking about Malloy and you said Malloy, everyone would be like, well, yeah, she was kept goalless. That's a reasonable assumption. It's also notable.
Whose tweet made you think of it?
Watching the game and a message from Sean, but then I did see your tweet also.
Come on, mate.
I was getting it directly from the source and from the fact I was also watching the game. Hang on.
Come on, mate. Lift. Respect the tweet.
A great tweet.
Thank you.
And quoting yourself. See, I remember the tweet because you quoted the
Aaron Phillips.
Yeah, it was the Aaron Phillips tweet, wasn't it?
Because they were the last two players with goal streaks for the year.
Round 7, it all came tumbling down.
It was glorious.
I wonder what the highest fantasy score ever has been.
Oh, I can probably tell you.
I feel like someone got 200 once and it, like...
Not in a women's game, though.
No.
I've got it. It'll just take me a second.
So, next game.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fucking Melbourne got it done.
Yes.
I believed.
Yeah.
It was the best.
I didn't. I tipped Adelaide. Like a fuckhead.
Oh, no, a lot of people did, mate.
Like a fuckhead.
A lot of people did.
Why do I...
Look. Just remember, Casey Fields, magic time. Except for round 9.
You say that, but Melbourne between 29...
I know I'm wrong, but in my head, I'm right. Yeah. In my head, when I see Melbourne, Casey Fields, I'm like, unbeatable.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Like, when you think Melbourne, Casey Fields, you think magic time.
Yeah.
When I think Friday night, I think prime time.
Yep.
It's all happening.
Let's talk about Melbourne. So...
We've run out of time talking about Melbourne.
So Melbourne won the territory, and that's how they won the game. So they kept the ball within their forward half,
mm-hmm.
and Adelaide couldn't exit. So the thing Adelaide do really well is move the ball very quickly on the turnover to a really stacked forward line.
It's the reverse of something that a team does, has been doing a lot this season and has not won a game as a result, which is not let the ball enter their forward line where... Melbourne, and there's another team that's really good at this. Fuck, who is it? Like just
locking the ball forward.
Is it? Yeah, it's Brisbane.
Brisbane's pretty good at it.
Brisbane is really fucking good at it.
Yeah, it's Brisbane. I was like, fuck, is it Brisbane? Then I was like, no, because Sean hasn't jumped on this. And I was like, fuck, maybe I was wrong. I had a lot of thoughts very quickly just then.
No, it's fair enough.
Yes. Much like Brisbane, Melbourne would just like, because you can't fucking score against them if you can't get the ball towards your goals.
That's right.
Bowers has had 157 before.
157.
That's a big...
That
spicy
is
score.
Yeah.
Round 5, 2019 against the Western Bulldogs.
Unbelievable.
How many tackles did she have that day?
14.
20. She's never had 20 tackles, surely.
No, the highest is 21. That was Ebony Marinoff. She's had 19 before.
That's right. Well, I reckon this was that game. 19.
It was the game before that game.
Whoa.
She had 16.
Big.
Anyway.
I don't think I've played 16 tackles in my life. That's not true.
I wouldn't have laid 16 in a season.
Mm. That's fair. No. How many goals did you kick in the season, though?
You don't want to know. None. But it's okay because I was out of position. I was only the full forward.
Yeah. Yep. That's fair. That's fair. Yep. That's fair. Yep.
Melbourne.
Melbourne.
So it was really good.
Yes.
Sarah Lampard had her best game ever. So she came off an ACL that she did in round 6 last year.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm only talking to you. It's very awkward trying to talk to both of you.
I can look.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I don't care. I'm not Tom.
It's like having Tom here.
Yeah. So just for anyone listening, because again, it's an audio medium and there's lots of like visual cues that occasionally pop up. It just seems to be a Haggard's footy thing. Tom does it all the time. He'll be like, he'll make a face or do a hand gesture. And I'm like, what are you doing, Tom? After 5 years of podcasting, he still forgets people can't see him. But we're sitting at a big square table, and it's hard for three people to sit at a big square table and be looking at each other. So, yeah, I've moved. It's very uncomfortable for me, but I hope that this has made you feel more relaxed, Gemma.
How is that uncomfortable?
Because look where the microphone is and look where I might.
It's fine. Sarah Lampard, she had 21 touches and 11 intercepts. She was very, very good in this game. And Tyler Hanks should win the Rising Star is what I'm saying, really.
Has to, I think.
She's already been nominated. She's been the most consistent of all the players that have been nominated.
That's a good way to win it.
And also, last year they proved that they're not scared to give it to a third-year player. So,
well, it's in the rules. You got to do it.
Yeah.
She should win. She's a Jet.
Who's her closest rival?
You'd probably say Jess Fitzgerald and Tiana Smith at the moment. We haven't heard who got them for this week yet, though. I'd love to see Emma O'Driscoll get one. I'd love to see Maddie Levi get one. They were both really good the past couple of weeks, actually. So,
hang on a minute. I've just realised there's some Brisbane people eligible.
Isabel Dawes and Nat Grider have both been nominated.
Yeah, I'd give to Grider personally.
She's a Jet, but she's missed a game.
Doesn't matter. She's been good enough in the other games to make up for that.
Do you want to know which game she missed?
Yeah, she missed the one we lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very juicy.
Yep.
Tyler Hanks should win it.
I think so too.
Yeah. She's
right a second.
She's so small on the field, but the way she like just attacks, she was head to head with Ebony Marinoff for most of the game. Ebony Marinoff, and this is credit to Swamp for this one.
Shouts to Swamp.
She had the lowest disposal efficiency of any player to have 20 plus disposals in a game. She had 25% disposal efficiency.
Despicable.
And I'm just like, shout out Tyler Hanks for
that. That is
disgusting.
Wildly low. Yeah, that was the best way to describe it. Fuck.
Yeah.
Is that just the pressure?
Melbourne's midfield, you know, Maddie Gay, Tyler Hanks, Karen Paxman is a stacked midfield. And then the fact that they didn't really let it pass halfway for a lot of it. So they had the support of their defense able to push up because they could make the ground really small. Mm. And Adelaide just couldn't handle it. Sarah Allen had 17 intercepts and she was really trying. But usually when Adelaide get those intercepts, they're able to hit a target on the wing and get the ball moving. They just couldn't do that against Melbourne, which was great. It was enjoyable to watch. Casey Fields, sky was pink.
It's where magic happens.
I mean, it's so far away, though.
It's the magic time.
Yeah. That's what sometimes you got to drive really far away for the magic to happen.
So far away, but it was fun.
The Brisbane-Melbourne game at Casey Fields is going to be Friday night because magic time, prime time would be something big.
Fucking hell, I'd be shitting
myself. It's a Saturday
myself.
Afternoon.
That's not good. So, I mean, to Tom, that's prime time, isn't it?
Yeah. Tom has no idea. Again, that's why he's going to go find himself.
How was the wind? Every time I talk to someone about Casey Fields, it's like, oh, bloody windy down there.
Normally it is, and normally the scoring end is the other end to where I was standing.
Yeah.
But it was just the scoring end was wherever Melbourne was kicking.
Magic happens.
Magic. I'm going to regret hyping up the magic when we play them there.
Yeah.
Eden Zanker playing on the ball past 2 weeks has been brilliant.
Yeah.
Where did Pierce play?
Full forward again.
Yeah.
You're talking about Daisy Pierce?
Yeah.
Lauren Pierce was good again in the
She missed
ruck.
Two, yeah?
Yes, she also had 25% disposal efficiency. Well, but she had fewer touches.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
Won't say a bad word about her. She's a bloody legend.
Yep.
She's amazing, yeah. But
she's still the captain.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I was really happy because I truly thought I was driving in a storm to Casey Fields to watch Melbourne lose, and that wasn't the case.
You drove through a storm to watch the magic happen.
Mm.
I'll never call it that.
Why not?
The magic, why not?
Because then it makes you guys happy.
No, well, it makes
lots of stuff makes us happy.
It should make you happy. It makes,
makes
you us magic.
Happy. AFLW makes us happy.
Yeah. Prime time.
Prime time.
Magic time.
It's going to be big.
I can't wait.
Speaking of big, and look, I'd hate to move on from the Melbourne game. Do you have any final words?
No, it's okay. People should just listen to my review. I talked more about Melbourne.
Whoa.
That could be the most insulting thing someone's ever done on this show.
It's wild. Fair enough, too.
Fucking hell. Now I don't regret moving on. Speaking of the magic happening, I fucking copped some Frio magic on Sunday.
It was so good.
So Carlton were winning all day.
All day.
And they kicked a goal at the start of the last quarter, which, again, one of the most fucked quarters of footy I've
George
seen in
G?
a long time.
No, it wasn't. Was it the George G one?
No,
that was the other end of the ground.
That's Stevens?
Nicholas Stevens.
Nicholas Stevens.
Georgia G was the third quarter.
Yeah. Yep. Nicholas Stevens' goal, which was also fucked. I think it was Press Parker's, but someone in the forward line took on three defenders, got the ball to ground, and then was able to just like kick it along the ground to Stevens, who outbodied a defender and then kicked a goal. And I was like, we're 15 points up. We're safe. Yeah. Like, because also I'd been talking to you, Sean, and I was like so scared. And you're like, you probably just need one goal. And I was like, Sean's right. I probably just need one goal.
It should have been, in theory, it should have worked.
Can I also say that I was sitting amongst a lot of Carlton people, one in particular who was right next to me, who I was reassuring, saying, you're right from here, it'll be fine.
Yep.
And then stuff happened and they left and they wouldn't talk to me.
It was a magic minute. It
three was, minutes. 3 minutes.
It felt like a minute though, didn't it, for the three goals?
It was 3 minutes for the three goals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It was
Channel 7 cooked their commentary then. I could have sworn, like watching it live, I could have sworn they were like, that's three in a minute.
No, it,
it's three in 3 minutes.
Three in 3 minutes.
I'm going to have to review the tape.
It was, I can't be right. Okay, three minutes. I can tell you what happened. When the last mark happened, the commentary team were losing their mind and they were like, if she kicks this, that's, she's like taking a mark for what will be the third goal in a minute. So they did say that, but I think it was a commentary exaggeration. Well, I mean, I know it was a commentary exaggeration, but it was still basically like, five players for fucking three goals, which was crazy.
It was
fun
to watch at the ground. Like the way Carlton really got on top of Fremantle was keep it in close and don't let them get it out into space, which is the way Freo want to play.
Yeah.
They did that so well all game. They kept the ball on the wing.
Yeah.
They didn't let Freo get into the corridor. They didn't let it really get into the hands of Ebony Antonio or Steph Kane.
Yep.
Like they did everything right. And then in that last, those 3 minutes, it just broke down.
Yeah.
And the really obvious part was when Matilda Sargent got the ball in defense and she was able to hit up Cara Antonio at the back of the square in the corridor on her own.
Yeah.
And that was like, okay, this is broken for Carlton.
Yeah.
Go straight forward, gets that second goal. And then from there, I was like, this could be a thing. And it's the equal biggest comeback in the final quarter, and Freo have been the comebackers twice.
Yeah.
Don't know who else they've done it against.
Who?
Melbourne on Kiara Bauer's debut game at Casey Fields.
Magic happens. Not always good for Melbourne, but it's magical.
Still magic.
But you remember that game, right?
Yeah, magic. You don't forget magic.
You don't forget. it was just like, it was just like a blitz. Like, I just didn't even know what to even make of what had just happened.
Yeah.
But also, if you were looking for like an AFLW quarter, because I know there's a bunch of people that listen to this without watching much footy, just go watch that last quarter. Because as a neutral supporter, you'd be like, Jesus Christ. Because Carlton also, to their credit, so Freo got up from that point, and after kicking three goals in like 3 minutes, very easy to break a team spirit. But there was like 4 minutes left, and Carlton did not stop trying, to the point where in the last 30 seconds, there was a high tackle free kick that went Fremantle's way. And if that didn't happen, Carlton were probably going to have a shot at kicking, at least on the run. It wasn't like a mark or anything like that, because Carlton players were just like trying to tear through packs. Talk about like fire in players' eyes, Sean. Everyone, the whole, every player on the field for both teams.
That's what you messaged me. You said there's a lot of fire in every eye.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
The intensity was, off the charts.
It was season on the line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still alive.
In theory, yes.
Mathematical theory.
And we actually got a lot of emails this week because we've spoken about it on here before, but I think that I may have cursed Carlton.
Yeah.
Because much like Essendon, it's getting towards finals time, and like Essendon often, not a team that are considered like a finals chance, but then they like kind of find themselves in the middle of the table and then they win like a couple in a row. And then all of a sudden it's like, if they keep winning, they can make the finals.
Yep.
And that is not a healthy way for me to live my life.
That's how they live. They live on the edge.
I know. And it's bad.
Can I ask?
Yes.
Are you the curse, or is it friend of the show, Jason, who has brought this curse on his own team?
Well, I feel like I'm the curse and he's brought the curse to the club.
Yeah. So whose fault is it? Yours or his?
Jason's fault, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, a bit harsh on a kind gesture from Jason.
Yeah. Could be the Hosking sisters' fault for winning me over. Sarah had the right idea, maybe.
There's a lot of blame to throw around.
Yeah. Fuck. It was such a good game, but it's very sad to know that, not to know, it was very sad to experience the loss.
So who have you got next week?
Gold Coast.
All right. Well, you got to win big.
Yes.
And then you play
Giants.
I mean, hey, look, magic could happen.
All we need to do is keep winning and just hope for the best.
Yeah. But now Melbourne does a Melbourne.
Yeah. If Melbourne,
is there anyone
Melbourne.
Else, I guess North Melbourne.
Is it Melbourne
could drop
doing
out?
A Melbourne if they're playing against Fremantle and Brisbane?
Yeah. If they finish seventh, Gemma, Melbourne have Melbourned.
Just for your knowledge, that Kiara Bauer's 157 fantasy points is the highest.
Oh, ever?
Yeah, I just looked it up.
She'll break that soon.
I 200 think,
against Melbourne.
Desmond Garner might break it. Yeah, it's going to be bad.
Oh, no, you can't give up.
Jesus. I like Fremantle.
Yeah.
If we're going to go down, please, it's to Fremantle.
Well, I mean, if you do, you just got to win the following week. You could, in theory, lose both games and still get through.
Yeah, because Carlton are...
Wild card. They honestly... Look, maybe I look. I would be sad, and I don't expect it. But would I be super surprised if they all of a sudden just lost to the Suns next week? No, they're just that. That's what they like this season. It's stressful. Stressful to watch.
I just I mean, it'd be nice for you to just have a good run, wouldn't it?
Yeah, imagine
with any team that you support.
Yeah, imagine because like
you could have just chosen better teams.
You could have, mate.
Like, it's that simple. Don't
Although, again, Jason took shit. The choice out of your hands.
Yeah, and also, Gemma.
He was a Carlton supporter before Jason did that. I did a whole podcast with you about Carlton.
Yeah, this is true, mate. Your heart was Carlton.
Anyway, let's just not, like, just bury me in the fact that my teams are stressful to watch. I'm under enough pressure with that. Yep. I'm going to have a heart attack and die because of, like, finals being on the line. And then, like, if they do make finals and that's another stress, maybe it's – I just don't even know what I want anymore. Mm. Just a comfortable season would be nice.
They don't exist.
Yeah, they don't exist.
But, like, a team that's like
– What do you want? You want a Brisbane-style season from last year? Because that wasn't comfortable.
That's true.
Look at me every week. I'm still insane.
Is that Brisbane men or Brisbane women?
Both. Although the men, because the women didn't do as well last year.
Yeah. Tom, he seems pretty happy. Not right now.
I mean, he's deluded, though.
And he had to go and find himself. Yeah. And yes, deluded. Big time. Bigger than anyone we've ever met.
Yeah, that's true.
He asked me to go easy on him today, and I maybe have crossed the line.
No one's called him a mutt yet, so I think we're in still time. Territory.
It's still time.
The magic continued to happen on Sunday, Sean, where a team that has not lost a game and a player that has not kicked a goal. Well, I could have worded that better, but I'm choosing not to. So Collingwood, undefeated. Chloe Malloy has kicked a goal every game this season.
Actually, since round four last year.
That's
Round four last year was the last time she went goalless, is what I should say.
Since round five last year.
10 games, right?
Do you want to know which team held her goalless last before Brisbane?
I'm going to guess Freo.
Melbourne.
That would have been my second guess. Yeah. But Sean, that's in the past. Yeah. Do you know what's in the present?
Me shaving my head off.
Shaving your head off?
Yeah, no.
Well, look, you know what? Who knows?
I'm going to make Joel do it, so it's his choice.
How short do you want to go? Skull.
Wow, it's starting to look very possible.
Yes.
We're killing everyone, except Adelaide.
But
we still got to play North and Melbourne. So, yeah, fucking hell.
But still, fuck Jesus. Collingwood lost.
Yeah.
Chloe Malloy didn't kick a goal. Yeah,
cop that, Chloe. It was like, hey, Collingwood, meet our back five. You will not get through that wall. I love them. You know who is impressing me? I mean, they're all impressing me. Every week it's Luckins, Campbell, Conan, Grider. Indy Tahoe's awesome.
Mm.
She has, like, the last few weeks – four or five just big moments every game where she's just stepping up. And correct me if I'm wrong, she's only like 18 or 19, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She's like one of the draftees this year.
Yeah, she took that massive mark late in the game as well. It was really important.
She just looks, and this is a thing with all of Brisbane's backline, when they've got the ball in their hand, I feel safe. I don't stress.
Also, remember, Shani Webb is not playing this year. So they're without Shani Webb and they're still
Water team.
But Bree Conan, her kicking is outstanding. Oh,
she's awesome.
But can we talk about Dakota Davidson, please?
Yeah, why not?
Always.
Every week.
I love her so much. So,
big call. Should she be the next captain?
I mean, you're probably a few years away from that.
Don't care. Give it to her right now.
Because Zilke's your captain
Zilke's
now.
Zilke's great now.
Wouldn't you think that maybe there's a Bates or an Anderson
there
in between?
There probably is. Yeah, I'd be happy with Anderson. Davidson is, I think, future captain potential.
Her work rate has just blown me away this year.
Never gives up.
Like, last year she was good, but I don't think she understood what she needed to be doing to have a high work. Like, it was maybe a bit of wasted energy.
Last year she didn't understand what a weapon she was.
Yeah. But
this year she's beginning to believe.
She's incredible. And, like, her stats this week maybe don't suggest she had a down game.
Yeah.
But she's never flat-footed. She's always on her toes. She pressures contest after contest after contest.
Yes.
She is so smart, and her awareness of where other players are on the field to then get the ball to them however she can. I am so impressed by her. I adore her. She's amazing.
The number one down there now. She's gone past Wardlaw for me.
Can I also say that preseason I wrote a blog post that was which player is most important to your team's success, key to your team's success. Mm-hmm. Mm. Chose her for Brisbane, and I feel very vindicated
profit
right now.
Call.
I feel like the Gemma, most of your life pre-AFLW or AFLM season is making predictions that then come true and being rude to me about my teams. They're like two big hobbies of yours, I guess.
I like being right.
Mm.
And that fits both of those categories.
Yeah. when I watch her play, I sometimes think about Matthew Richardson. And the fact that Richo kicked, 800-plus goals, right, in his career. Could have kicked 1,600 if he watched her do, second, third, fourth, fifth efforts. Richo, lift, mate. Come out of retirement. Get back out there. Give a second effort. Don't whinge to the umpire. She's the best. I'm really happy. I think, is she still top three or four in the goal kicking?
Yeah, she's got 11 and she's got 10, sorry. So she's second. Because none of the top three. Oh, Gemma Houghton has gone to 12.
Yeah.
But the other two didn't kick a goal, as we've mentioned. So.
If she has a big finish, it'd be awesome if she was all Australian.
There's no reason to think she couldn't be.
Yeah, she'd be right in the mix.
You know who I think might miss?
Ellie Anderson should be in that conversation too, please. Don't pull that face at me. Come on. She's so fucking good every week.
She gets a lot of the ball.
Oh, she's great.
But I would love to see her kicking improve. Her field kicking. I think she turns the ball over a lot. But she gets it into a good position, but she doesn't hit targets often enough.
Okay. I will pay that. I still think she's fucking awesome.
Yeah, great player. That's the one knock on her game.
I still think she's in the mix. I think she's in the mix.
I think there's too many midfielders this year. I don't even think Karen Paxman is going to make it this year.
I don't know if many Brisbane players will get in. I think Lutkins will. And I'd like to see Conan in there, to be honest.
I'd even like Ryder,
but they're not all going to get in.
But Brisbane is such an even team this year as well. Yeah. That's what the issue is going to be. Whereas you look at, Collingwood, Bree Davey will be there.
Yeah.
Britt Bonici will be there.
Yeah.
Chloe Malloy will probably be there.
Yeah.
But Brisbane, it's everyone contributing every single week.
Yeah. They're all doing their bit.
And their forward pressure.
Conway's great. I love watching Conway.
Kick three behinds.
Yeah. Hasn't kicked a goal this season.
But she
giving it a crack, though, and that's all right. Yeah.
She covers the ground really well, though. She's always that last line of defense as well, taking those marks before it crosses the goal line. So, there's a lot to like, but it's just, I think no one stands up above anyone else. I mean, obviously, I'm talking about Dakota Davidson a lot this year because I think her improvement from last year to this year needs to be talked about because...
Same too with Grider, I think.
Grider, I think, is a bit different, though. Mm. Grider, talented... maybe needed more opportunity to show what she could do.
And she's got that.
Whereas Davidson, I think it was, you need to go and work on this. And she's worked really, really hard in the off season. She was watching men's games to learn patterns. She was doing everything right. And now on the field, you're seeing that work from the preseason come out, both because she understands it more, but because she wants to put in the work as well. And then there's a team that we haven't spoken about yet that I think needs more players that will do that.
Mm. I think... I don't know the inner workings of the club, but I wonder how influential Lauren Arnell is with
Davidson. She's been amazing.
Because she is one of the most clever fucking players I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. The stuff she does when she doesn't have the ball mm-hmm. is off its head. Love her. Carlton, what were you thinking? It probably wasn't their choice.
No, it
to lose her, but yeah. Or it was?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Fucking hell.
She kicked the two Carlton goals in the game that we were talking about before that had the highest ever score against. That Pride match. Arnell kicked Carlton's only two goals in that game.
I feel like that we probably needed some more defenders rather than goal kickers that day.
Yeah.
Or probably both.
There's a lot going on there, don't worry.
There was, look, and that's okay. The past is in the past.
It is. Anyway, the future, Brisbane, good.
Melbourne, good.
Yeah. Brisbane, a lot of young players. So many young players.
Both Brisbane teams at the moment have the same thing going on, which is very consistent, very exciting.
Actually, yeah, they really do like list profile.
Yeah.
A good sort of mix of experience and then a lot of really exciting young players. It's a good place to be.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're going to have to talk about another team that's probably the opposite of that. The game that just ended, West Coast defeated Geelong by 39 points. Unfortunate for Geelong.
Very.
They also don't seem to have played like the team that played last week and didn't really put in the same amount of like second efforts and things like that.
Yeah, I only caught sort of the real end, like the last quarter of this game.
Looking flat again.
Looked really flat, and West Coast were just cracking in. Like West Coast just have got a taste of it now.
Yeah.
And we're just hungry. Even though they're up by like six goals, they were still cracking in even when there was like a minute to go. And Geelong just, I don't know. Geelong don't look, where's their head at?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Gemma, what do you think Geelong need to do? Because like to me, it seems like, and you are far more intelligent than me, especially when it comes to football. But to me, it just looks like that there is like a clear issue somewhere. Like they're not, it just doesn't seem like, it's almost like the team doesn't want to be there.
There were two things that seemed really obvious watching this game was that they had a real lack of speed.
Yep.
They've got no runners, really. Mm. And also lack of second efforts. One of you said that. No. Did you take that?
My hand.
Yeah.
Yep. thank you. Thank you.
There are about four players that will go, like we're talking about Davidson before, going from contest to contest. Even if they don't win the ball, they continue to try and influence.
Yeah.
You know, Meg Mack is absolutely one of those players. Amy McDonald, Becky Webster, maybe Rochelle Cranston are those players.
Mm-hmm. Cranston's been disappointing, I think.
Cranston has been played
out
in
of position.
Not out of position.
But are they playing her in a way that they're going to benefit the most from? I don't really think they are.
From what I can gather, and this is not having spoken to anyone at the club. From what I can gather.
I wish we had to make statements like that. So I'm saying this just to clarify, I don't know anything else. We're in no danger of having to say things like that.
They've got a really young forward line, and because Phoebe Williams they're wanting her so high up the field, they needed some maturity in the forward line to support, and I think Cranston is that player. So for that reason, she's staying forward, but they're not getting the ball forward.
Yeah.
And maybe they're not quick enough to pull the trigger to move her into the midfield when they need her.
Yeah.
So only in the fourth quarter today was she moved into the midfield. So, yeah, I think speed is an issue. Repeat efforts are an issue. You know, you can't ignore the fact that Mel Hickey retired last year, who was a really important player in that side, and the fact that they've been without Nina Morrison and the fact that Liv Purcell has been out. So you've got to take the performance with a grain of salt. But I think, the lack of second efforts today was really stark as compared to last week where they seemed to find it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really strange because, like, obviously injuries, like, plagued – like, teams plagued with injury and stuff like that. And, like, given the start of the season they had and who they were missing straight off the bat, like, they're probably not going to be feeling super optimistic about it. But, like, there's so many teams that have been plagued by injury and just – they might lose, but they just seem to be throwing everything at it. The Gold Coast men's team last year is probably a good example of
that. Gold Coast women's team this year?
Gold Coast women's team this year. Sometimes they – do not function at all, but other times they are giving it a red hot go.
But West Coast, prior to this game, their highest score ever was 5-4-34.
Mm-hmm.
They won this game by 39 points. Mm. They'd never had a player kick more than one goal in a game before. They had three do that
history.
Today. So it was as bad as it was for Geelong.
Really good for West Coast.
Really good for West Coast. The speed that they used.
Great tweet about that earlier today.
By me?
Yes.
What did I say?
It was about the score of West Coast.
Yes. Yeah. I'm smart.
Historic.
Yeah. Yep. Big. History books.
Yeah.
History books.
They're beginning to hit hard.
Full of fresh ink this season. Yeah.
Can I do a Tom in honor of Tom and just double back to my team quickly?
Yeah.
Because I forgot about the whole fixture change last minute.
Oh,
the
yeah.
COVID case in Brisbane. So it was going to be at Hickey Park, Brisbane's home ground. We had to come to Witten Oval. I got very briefly angry at the change because I was like, damn, Collingwood haven't travelled. This is bullshit. Then excited because I was like, ah, oh, it's at Witten Oval. I can fucking go to the footy. Great. Yeah. And then I looked it up and no crowds because I can't think of a reason why other than they just didn't staff the ground.
So the reason why was because there's X number of COVID protocols they have to follow.
Okay.
And they would have been fined if they hadn't followed them all and it was too short a turnaround for them to do that. Yeah.
Frustrating. But then you do get like some family of the players and the microphones pick up a lot of stuff. And it's just, it's good value.
Oh, we could hear some of the Fremantle family on yesterday as well. And that was hilarious.
Yeah, it's good quality. But no, like I thought great win from Brisbane because I think Stasevich might have said this in his post-match. He wasn't sure if this was true, but from his mind, no team has travelled 3 weeks in a row and won three in a row. Is that correct?
I think that's correct.
So that's pretty big for massive. Brisbane.
And considering where they've travelled as well.
Yeah. So and to knock off the undefeated team was good.
Twice.
Good mindset.
Twice.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Getting it done.
Look out, top of the ladder killers.
Yeah.
Except you're not top of the ladder.
You can't get there.
But you keep those killing last two the goals. Teams at all.
That's true.
That Joanna Lynn goal just,
yeah, fuck.
On the bounce at the wrong angle.
That's so should we have a look at next week?
Let's do it.
All right. So the Suns take on Carlton Friday night. 5:10 p.m.
At Metricon.
At Metricon.
5:10, Carlton.
Carlton.
You know why, though?
Yeah, it fucking does my head in.
Men.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're bad.
Pack of mutts.
Yes.
Got it in.
Harsh. Who is playing men's Friday night?
We'll get to that later.
Oh,
maybe.
We will?
Yeah.
Who cares?
I hope it's a double header, and that's why. That would be cool.
Yeah.
It's not. That's no, disappointing.
Collingwood are playing Western Bulldogs on Friday night.
Oh, that's right. The worst possible game to get.
The Trouble Show.
Yep. Who might even be playing?
Yeah. I hope he doesn't.
That's funny.
Hope that game fizzles out.
Could.
And the Dogs win.
I hope it's a draw. Yes.
Dangerous. Anyway.
You got to tip Carlton, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah, you got to. Are you going to?
Yeah, I'll tip Carlton.
This has huge vibes of changing your mind on Thursday night.
Well, for more accurate opinions from me, listen to my preview.
Here we go again. Carlton, next one.
Geelong take on the Giants at GMHBA Stadium.
Giants.
Stadium. Means Tom may have his heart broken in person again.
Good.
Hopefully he finds Milo ice cream this time. I'm shaking my head because I do honestly do not think that ground stocks those.
They do not.
Yeah. I've been there. I went looking for them as well. Tom couldn't find them.
I went there. I tried to find them. I couldn't.
Yeah. I reckon.
They don't exist.
Yeah. He's mistaken it for the MCG where he works. And
or 7-Eleven.
Yeah. 7-Eleven. Well, knowing Tom is like, I was just like thinking about the footy and I went into 7-Eleven. There was Milo ice cream. I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, all right then. Go on. Shut up, Tom. Saturday afternoon at Victoria Park, Collingwood take on St Kilda.
Yeah, Collingwood's eighth game in a row, about 2 km from their homes.
Yeah, that's cool. And for that reason, Collingwood will win.
Collingwood will win.
The Gabba.
Yeah.
Brisbane take on North.
Oh, that's
first game at the Gabba.
Big game.
It was going to be, I think, we had one scheduled last year, also against North from memory. I don't know.
And it was meant to be a doubleheader, wasn't it? That one and the Giant Stadium one, they were both meant to be doubleheaders.
And it got scrapped because of virus bullshit. but no, back at the Gabba, love it.
And this is a doubleheader.
And they will win.
Yeah, I reckon.
Hopefully.
I reckon
they should.
I reckon Brisbane can win this.
Yeah, I'm just going to sit Brisbane as well.
Yep.
And yeah, it's a doubleheader with Brisbane taking on Swans at the Gabba.
Huge.
That's going to be so fucking good.
What a magical night.
I should have worn a Swans beanie today.
Saturday night, magic night. then Sunday, we have Richmond take on the Eagles. Swinburne Central.
I got Richmond.
Did you miss a game?
Nope.
Are there any two games on Saturday?
Yep. And none of them on like Saturday night, 5:10's the latest.
Are you sure there are three games on Saturday?
Yes. Wait. No, I read them all out, but there is Geelong. Geelong versus Giants.
Yeah.
Collingwood versus St Kilda.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
And my Brisbane bad.
Lions take on North Melbourne. You'd confuse me there. And then I've read the fixture as Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but it's actually Friday, Saturday, Saturday, Saturday.
Apologies.
Richmond will beat the Eagles, I think.
Where are they playing?
Swinburne Centre.
Yeah. Richmond will win.
Do it for Sarah.
Who hugged me the other day, yesterday?
Yeah, all right. You know all the AFLW players and we know none.
I'm only saying that because I know it annoys you.
It doesn't annoy me. I'm flattered. It's like, she seems great.
You're flattered.
To know you, who knows her. Oh.
Happy for the show.
Happy for the show.
Yeah.
The energy that it brings.
Yeah. Good vibes.
Sunday, Adelaide take on Western Bulldogs.
Adelaide.
Adelaide.
Adelaide. And.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus Christ. Freo take on Melbourne in Fremantle. Sunday night, 6:10 p.m. Freo.
Freo.
Whoa.
I mean,
I'm going Melbourne.
No. Nah.
I think Freo are horrible in first quarters, and this week they're going to cop it. That's my smoky for the round. Can't believe you. You're a TC tipper.
I'm a realistic tipper.
That's the worst defense. I hate when people say that.
Yeah, no.
Nah, don't believe in your team.
Don't believe.
You bring me on. What else do you expect?
I'm changing my tip to Freo. If their own fans don't believe, they can't do it.
Then why should you?
I'm a member of both teams.
That's
but
true.
Where's your heart for long?
Who do you barrack for?
Too long to think about that.
I also feel like
this is outrageous.
This happens every time. We make fun of you for not having a team, then you tip against one of the teams, and then you're like, yeah, but I actually follow this one team. We're like,
this is absolutely outrageous. It's rocking the foundations of this studio.
Brand new studio. The walls are caving in.
Fucking hell.
Do you have a signed Freo poster up in my studio?
Oh, this is a Gemma. Disgrace.
So it was sent to me by Freo.
So you're tipping Fremantle. So you think that Melbourne will miss out on finals this year?
Yeah, I didn't tip Melbourne for finals this year.
Jesus.
But there's a big difference between predicting it and then like...
I'm sticking with that six that I predicted. The only one that I've got wrong at the moment is Carlton out, Melbourne in. That's the only one I've got wrong right now.
Fucking hell.
And you reckon there's a chance that you end up 6-6, too.
If, Gemma, you if being North right is more important than your own club making
no,
finals.
No, no, if
North, outrageous.
If North Melbourne lose to Brisbane, that helps Melbourne's chances.
Yeah.
And if Adelaide beat Western Bulldogs, that helps Melbourne's chances.
This is big.
I'm rattled.
The AFLW season
is too
racing
short.
Towards finals. It's too short, but also like it is getting so heated for those top six spots. Mm-hmm. Anything could happen.
And also, without the floating fixture, we probably wouldn't have this. Not to this extent, at least.
It's fucked.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Fucking hell.
All right, so this weekend, there's actually 16 games of AFL, which
I might
is
die.
Fucked up. Yeah, you might die. Everyone might die. Australia could sink. Too much footy.
All right, let's rattle through these ones.
All right, and best of luck to both us and the listeners next week, where we have to go through 16 games.
Yep. Hey, look, if there's any duds.
On the chopping block. Yeah. Won't even acknowledge
I'm
that
I'm talking
they
directly to you, Yoav.
I think that, especially if the two Geelong games are nothingy, I might just have to turn off Tom's mic for it.
Because he might not be back. He may not have found himself.
Him and the umpires still wandering around. So Thursday night, the AFLM opening game, the curtain raiser.
Mm-hmm.
Richmond take on Carlton.
Richmond.
Carlton.
Friday night, Collingwood take on Western Bulldogs.
Bulldogs.
Draw.
I'm tipping Bulldogs.
I want to draw.
I hate Collingwood. Fuck them. I hope the Western Bulldogs win by 100 points and Nathan Buckley gets fired on the spot.
Love them either. No.
Draw.
Oh, actually, that scenario.
A coach killer.
Imagine a round one coach killer. What would it take? 150 points.
100 points and Bevo comes out and punches Bucks in the head.
Oh, jeez.
Saturday, Melbourne take on Freo. Jesus, it's happening twice in 1 week.
Oh,
Melbourne, just because it's here.
Maybe Freo. There's some injuries in Melbourne, isn't there?
I mean,
I'm going to tip Melbourne because the wheels will fall off and they always start strong or like finish strong and never make finals.
Okay.
Adelaide take on Geelong.
They
Jesus.
Won a final more recently than Essendon have.
Yes, I... What? Gemma, no! I was unaware! I had no idea. Every single time I get tagged in the fact Essendon haven't won a final in 16 years, it takes me by surprise. I'm never expecting it. What? 5,000 days? Who knew?
Adelaide versus
not
Geelong.
Not a touchy subject Geelong. At all.
Sick of it. Geelong.
Geelong.
Essendon take on Hawthorn.
Essendon.
Essendon. Hope this is also a coach killer. Hope truck Ooh. Hits fucking Clarkson with a truck.
Another draw.
Brisbane take on Sydney.
Brisbane.
Sydney.
Hey, that's good. You learnt.
Errol Goulden is all I'm going to say.
Sunday, North Melbourne take on Port Adelaide.
Port Adelaide.
Port.
Port.
Unfortunately.
Whoa. They could be dangerous this year.
I hope not.
Aaliyah.
Oof. That rough for you? You don't care? You're just happy that he's happy?
I just keep forgetting about it. And then Rozzio. I see a picture of him.
Oh, yeah, Rozzio. Fuck. Danaher. I hope Danaher kicks 10.
No, not this week. Not this week. Woohoo!
Actually wins a Coleman.
Mate, that's my tip.
Joey yeah. for the Coleman.
Yeah.
Tom Papley for the Coleman.
No, I don't. I think it'll be a big forward.
Tom McCartan playing in defense. Very nice.
I think you said Tom McCartan Coleman. I was like, what?
from the back line.
Well, fucking speaking of big forwards, I mean, yeah. there's a certain backman at Essendon that's been. Cale Hooker wins the Coleman. Everyone's like, maybe this was the most fucked thing that's ever happened.
Yeah.
Giants take on St Kilda.
Giants.
And West Coast take on the Suns.
West Coast.
West Coast.
There's a couple of games there that reek of not being read out next week.
That's true. I'm looking at you, Sunday.
And
we'll be dead by
if this, like, I reckon if there's too many close games, I'll be dead from dehydration.
Yeah.
Mm.
In lieu of a preview, who's going to win the flag for you, Joel?
We're removing club bias, like bias towards.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go Brisbane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's without bias.
Yeah.
I honestly think, because like, I mean, I could say Essendon, but based on where the team is at this point, that is literally insane.
Yep.
People are tipping them for bottom four.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm being honest and sincere, I'm probably going to go with Essendon, but if they can't make it, if they don't make finals for some reason, yep. and that would be a shock to me. Yep. They're a consistent finals team. So I just don't
yep.
understand.
Yep.
Brisbane, I reckon Ooh. All over. I reckon this is the year. I reckon that they get dangerous as well. And I reckon that like this, not only will they win this year, they'll probably win next year.
Fucking hell. Gemma, what do you got?
Port Adelaide.
Oh, I don't like that.
I like Port.
I don't. I despise them.
Mm.
Only one thing I love about that club.
Michael Voss.
And he wears a glove, yeah.
Nat Grider wears a glove. Is that got your so box?
Yeah, I love it. Love it.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right. So Tom would usually say, "Hey, Joel, have we got any emails?" But Tom's not here. So I'll say it. "Hey, Joel, have we got any emails?" "Yes, we do." Amelia, she sent us an email. Subject, mathematically possible. Now, which team do we think she's talking about? You know who she barracks for, so I don't know.
GWS.
Yes. Yeah. Boys and Gemma, after a game that makes me want to propose marriage to our forward line collectively, it is still mathematically possible for the Giants to make top six. Now, it might require some magic with some of North Melbourne and the Bulldogs to lose all of their upcoming games, and Carlton can only win one, but hey, it is mathematically possible. And after seeing Priv take that blinder of a contested mark to prove her... to prove dropping her is a mistake, I believe with my whole heart.
Jesus.
Up the Giants, who are mathematically still a chance of making me shave half of my head. Amelia.
Wishful thinking.
I believe.
Well, speaking of people that believe.
I should apologize to Amelia, who is in the Discord, the Siren Discord. Sorry, Amelia.
This is from
another plug.
Yeah.
It's all I'm about now.
Yeah. So this is a double email. All caps, both emails. This is from George. Subject, how fucking good. "Hi, sorry, no salutations. I am too excited. Frio are very good at footy. Sabrina Duffy kicked 2 in 40 seconds. I am in space. Goodbye, George." And then a follow-up email, hashtag flag mantle.
That's good. Pretty good.
George, how's the view from space? You fucking sent me straight back down to earth. This is from Ryan. Subject, Joel Dusha, all caps.
Oh, fuck.
I wonder who this is about. "What have you done to my footy team?" "The invoice for my funeral when all of these Carlton games finally kill me will be incoming. Sincerely, Ryan." Yeah, that's going to be... I feel like if every Carlton supporter sends me an invoice for the funeral caused by... the close games that are both won and lost by Carlton since I have jumped on board. Yep. I'm going to be out of pocket a lot of money.
It will sink Sans Fans Radio.
Yeah. The next email is from Jess. Subject, an iron defense and the streak killers. Now, I'm pretty sure I know who this is going to be about. "Hello, Sharon Lords. Today was a good day. Despite the sudden shift of location, my dear Lions girls, and therefore not being able to experience another delicious sausage sizzle, it was a good day. Because I hereby declare that the Brisbane Lions will be known as the Streak Killers. I am not afraid to say that we may have the best defense of the league at the moment. That may have nearly given me a heart attack in the last few minutes of the game, but I will stand by what I said. Everyone is just too good at their job. We went hard at the ball and kept their star player Malloy quiet. Hodder just gets better and better every game. Woosh is back and kicking goals. Svark is easily becoming one of my favorites. And Dakota almost always gets me to cheer her whenever I see her. As I said in my first email of the year, we will be holding that cup for sure. Jess. P.S. Dusha, you have my condolences. I also caught the end of the Freo v. Carlton game. To be in the lead for so long and have it all taken away at the last second, even as a neutral supporter, I was stressing out. Here's hoping Roast will be coming your way for the rest of the season. Thank you, Jess."
Do you want a stat to back up what Jess has said?
Yep.
So, Gemma, you've got a stat to back up what Jess has said.
So, Brisbane's defense is technically the second best in the league right now.
First? Fuck yes.
That's huge stat. Number one. That. Backed up by stats.
Fremantle are conceding 19.29 points a game, and your mates,
yep,
Brisbane, are conceding 20.29 points a game.
We don't all get to play West Coast twice, though.
Ooh, that's a very, very good point.
Percentage that is just above Brisbane's, disgraceful.
I'm just giving you what the numbers say.
That's fair enough.
Sometimes stats, whilst they are correct, can also be biased.
Yeah. That email reminded me of Spark and her fucking good goal. Shit, it was good. Highlight of the day.
It was fucking huge.
And Wooshner.
It's fucking huge.
Getting it done again.
Yes. She's back. You were right.
Yep.
Once she was back in the team, no chance of being dropped. No,
she's in forever now.
Oof.
For life.
Jesus. Yeah. And finally, to answer a question that I have said a lot on this show from reading emails and from just talking about the game, the subject of this email is Derby or Derby. Dear footy profs, particularly Joel, I wanted to help clear up confusion with the pronunciation of Derby here in the great state of WA. I'm born and bred West Australia, and I've grown up in the great state, and the way I've always said Derby is to pronounce it that rhymes with Kirby, the Nintendo character. I have only heard it pronounced the other way when it's said by East Coasters, referring to how they think we say it. Hopefully that helps clear things up. I'll be cheering my girls on against your cats today, Tom. Enjoy your toast tonight. Regards, Paul. And I hope Tom heard that and felt it.
Yeah. The whole Derby Derby thing, it's like, whatever.
Well, it's stressful. You don't have to... I don't know. I feel like I'm saying it wrong all the time, and now
no,
I know.
No, it's fine. You just say... No, like...
Derby.
It doesn't need an explanation. Here we say Derby. Over there, they say Derby.
Other way around.
Is it the other way around?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
What the fuck? What, people in Victoria say Derby?
Yeah, that's what he... That's what Paul was...
Well, I say Derby. No, because when I heard... Email, Derby Derby. I was like, I don't need to know
you
this.
Already knew
I
already the answer.
Know this. And I don't know. I'm a dumb fuck.
You can say
Paul.
It.
Paul, I'm sorry.
You just
have my respect forever now. That was a good email.
Yeah. So in Western Australia, they say
Am I dumb as Tom?
Maybe not. I mean, you did just go against the entire thing that he
did
just
you say
said.
Derby or Derby?
Well, I always said Derby and then was like, oh, wait, fuck, they say Derby.
Jim, what do you say?
Derby, because Hayley Miller told me off once.
Yeah, but I think I've grown up thinking it's Derby. When I heard Derby, I'm like, fucking Western Australians, man. Jesus.
I think it's more
that's crazy.
New South Wales thing, actually, okay. The Derby thing.
That makes sense. Yeah, fuckheads.
They're the true dumb fucks. Not yeah, me.
You're off scot-free.
Yes, I'm and smart again.
If you want to email the show, you can email us at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at HowGoodsFooty, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Carney from 55.
And Gemma, this is the time where you can plug everything all at once. Get it done. GL Bastiani is where you can be found on Twitter.
Yes.
You're also part of Siren, who can also be found on Twitter at Siren Sports.
Siren_sports.
I will let you do the rest of your own
sport.
Plug.
Single sport. Siren_sport.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great fucking t-shirt out. So
yes.
Through League Tees, who are amazing. It just says I love women's sport on it and it's great. So
great colours as well.
I love the colours.
Yeah.
I can't wait to wear that.
It's our branding. What else do I do? Now I'm panicking. Just follow me on Twitter.
Should people maybe listen to your round one preview that you were maybe plugging earlier?
Oh, just I do a preview and review of every round.
Mm-hmm.
Preview comes out on a Thursday night / Friday morning, and review is an Instagram live on Sunday evenings from 8:30 PM Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time, or it's a podcast Monday morning.
Yes, and it's worth jumping into the Instagram lives. They're very entertaining.
Rana, my co-host for it, loves to put a filter on, and this week she had a cherry blossom tree on her head, and I am very serious, and she's...
No.
Not, and it's a good dynamic.
Yeah, so if you like what happens when you come on How Good's Footy, people I feel like also like your Instagram live reports because it's pretty much the same thing that happens.
Yeah, Rana's a more toned down version of you guys.
Toned down or respectful?
It can be both.
Professional.
Professional.
Confident. Yeah.
Not Tom.
Yep.
Leave Tom alone.
No.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.